Last fall, the Al Qasimi Foundation approached me about working with them on the creation of a 21st century teaching scholarship program for teachers, as well as the build-out of an online portal for Ras Al Khaimah educators to exchange ideas, lessons, best practices, questions, and more. I found the project immediately appealing because typically when I work with schools in the Gulf, I'm either working with the government schools or private schools, but the educators from different curricula systems are never in the same room. Whereas in this project, one of the overarching goals was to bring teachers from distinct curricula and cultural backgrounds together to really collaborate and reflect on one another's practices. So we had teachers from the UAE, Egypt, Syria, the Philippines, India, the UK, and US, all in the same room during face-to-face workshops and collaborating online via our RAC Teachers Network portal to think about and create lesson plans that get students collaborating, connecting with resources and subject matter specialists around the world, sharing their own culture and ideas by creating videos, blog entries, and more. In order to create a program that was tailored to the needs of teachers in Ras Al Khaimah, specifically, my company, Bond Education, worked with the Al Qasimi Foundation and RAC to conduct over 150 teacher surveys and focus groups in Arabic and English to get a sense of the challenges RAC teachers face, their professional development needs, their levels of digital literacy, and their interest in collaborating with other teachers in the region. Immediately, we learned that teachers' biggest challenges were first, parental engagement, second, student motivation, and third, a need for professional development and strategies to differentiate instruction. In terms of their professional development needs, teachers were very interested in building their education technology and curricula development skills, as well as gaining a better understanding of how to conduct classroom-level research. When it came to existing levels of technology use, many of the teachers were familiar with using Microsoft tools, but wanted to learn how to use Web 2.0 and social networking tools to connect with parents and as tools to engage their student and content area explorations, such as in math, science, English, Arabic, Islamic studies, and more. So we decided to create a program that focused on what does it mean to teach digital natives and what does it mean to work in an intensely globally networked world, international standards for integrating technology into the curricula, using and creating blogs, podcasts, and videos in instruction to communicate with parents, teaching internet research, digital safety, and building personal and professional learning networks online. The teachers met every other week over the course of 3 months and in between online. All of the work was collaborative and required teachers to create lesson plans that integrate technology into the curricula, to get feedback on the plans from peers before teaching, to teach the lessons, reflect on the lessons in groups, modify the lesson plans, and then share them via the RAC Teachers Network portal and Curriki, a global online education community. The amount of personal growth and learning over the course of the workshops was phenomenal. Teachers came into the program of all technology proficiency levels, so some teachers were quite familiar and comfortable using the internet, whereas others did not have email addresses when we began and were uncomfortable typing. By the end of the formal program, everyone had tried several technology-infused lesson plans, had created classroom blogs to communicate with parents and students, and were using tools like Ning, Curriki, and Twitter to connect with educators around the world. Increasingly, our RAC Teachers Network portal became active as participants got excited about exchanging ideas on the forum, sharing videos of their own classrooms and using those from the web, and reflecting on one another's experiences from distinct curricular and cultural frameworks. Over time, we also noticed that teachers from Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the greater region were increasingly coming to the RAC Teachers Network portal to see what was going on. One of the things that we emphasized in the workshops was doing more with less. Because many of the schools don't have extensive libraries or financial resources, we tried to equip one another with strategies for taking advantage of the resources and collaboration tools on the web that can extend student learning from the classroom to the home environment to the world. Finally, I think the best part of the program for many teachers was getting a chance to be a student again, to remember what it feels like to be challenged, to have homework, and to connect and reflect on new ideas each week. It's exciting to learn, and the best way to get students to be passionate about learning is to be passionate educators and learners ourselves.